Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week to be able to connect with you and we can share information together. And I want to tell you, we're going to have a lot to share tonight. I'm really excited about what I have for you. The first thing I wanted to talk about, I had a woman who had ordered a key past lifetime, and it was quite an experience because she thought she had a lifetime with Yeshua. And so what I had done is I had called in Yeshua to see if she had. And the interesting thing is when I called him in, he stood right next to her. She felt his presence. And he put his hands on her shoulders, and she looked into his face. And so it was something that probably she'll never forget. Anytime, either when you were living or later now on this side of the veil, so to speak, anytime you connect with Yeshua, it's a very special moment. And so, moving on to the next thing I wanted to talk about before we do our work that we're usually scheduled for today, I wanted to talk about that movie Ghost. And I don't know, I think it's been a very popular movie, so maybe a lot of you who are listening to this have seen that movie. And that is the one that is about Sam Wheat in the movie. And it's a beautiful movie. But what I wanted to mention to you is there were two characters in the movie. One was Carl Brenner, and the other was Willie Lopez. And if you saw the movie, or if you look at the movie after this call, you'll know that they weren't very, what we might consider, good people. They caused the death of Sam Wheat. And the movie, I think, has done very well because when people died in that movie, like when Sam Wheat was murdered, a duplicate of him stepped out of the body. And I wanted to remind you that what the film people were illustrating was his soul. And so those situations where he was wandering, he didn't cross over because he knew that the woman he loved was in trouble with some people who stayed behind. It's a very interesting movie. You might want to look at it if you're not familiar with it. But something that I wanted to talk about was when those two dark characters died. There were these, I don't know how to describe them, they were black entities that came up and carried them off. And I wanted to give you a little insight into that because where they were taking them was to the Bardo. And I wanted to mention this to you because there aren't too many people who are familiar with that term and what it means, but it's a place where you think about the things that you did in your lifetime that was wrong, and if you can correct it in some way, to have the opportunity to correct it. Now, the experience that I had with it, you might know, since you are aware of me in some areas, that in a past lifetime, I was Julius Caesar. I was the daughter of Julius Caesar. And he didn't treat her very well. He did something that he could not be proud of. Neither one of them would have been proud of. And in this lifetime, he came to me and he told me that he was in the Bardo and that I could free him. And how one would free a person in the Bardo was to send them love and to tell them that they were forgiven for the things that they had done in that lifetime. And so I did that. And he was freed from the Bardo. And what that movie is illustrating is the those people being taken there. I thought you might be interested in that because, to me, it's an interesting insight into the movie itself. Now, if any of you are interested in your own Key Past Lifetime session, you simply go to www.the2012countdown.com and pull down the Key Past Life session and order it there. And it would be something that I know that you would really benefit from. And on this page, there are some examples of people who had a Key Past Lifetime. They're actually repeated. The whole thing, we had permission to put these examples up on the website so you can see exactly how a session is done and what it might mean. And when you hear it, you might feel like it would benefit you. I think it would benefit anyone. So that's all I'm going to talk about right now from information about the ghost. And one thing I might say that in the movie, it shows how that spiritual advisor could hear people talk from the other side. And that would be Whoopi Goldberg. She did a great job with that. And that is exactly, if you see the movie, how Whoopi experienced what these souls said to her. That's exactly how I experience it. And so if you're familiar with the movie, I just wanted to tell you that so you have a better understanding of how I work. Alora on California. What can we do for you, Alora?
Hello, Carolyn. I was wondering if you could share with me an important key past life that might help me right now in my life.
Well, what I do, Alora, is I follow your voice. And I don't know if this is a key past lifetime, but it certainly is one of your lifetimes. And are you interested in music?
Oh, yes, I love music.
You love music? What I'm seeing you in a past lifetime is that you were a composer, actually a very famous composer.
Really?
And yeah. And you wrote music. I see you sitting at, well, it wouldn't be called the piano then, but it was piano-like. And you were writing music.
Pianoforte.
Hmm? I didn't hear what you said.
The pianoforte.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And you were composing beautiful music. And the music that I'm hearing is Mozart.
Oh, I love Mozart.
You wrote that music, darling. You were Mozart.
Hmm. Wow.
As a matter of fact, do you meditate? Do you meditate?
Okay. Yes.
If you call on him, he will come and work with you. He's telling me that right now. Matter of fact, he's kind of
passion for opera. Go ahead.
He's kind of giggling. It seemed that he giggled a lot.
Okay.
Very lighthearted.
That's great.
Anyway, if you want more information, as I said, you can order a session by going to www.the2012countdown.com and order a Key Past Life session. I think it would benefit you.
Yes, I think it would. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what we could do is call in Mozart for you. Maybe you'd like to have a face-to-face with him.
Well, I'm an opera fanatic, and I love his opera.
What'd you say?
Well, I instantly know I'm an opera fanatic, and I love his operas, as well as I can recognize his music anywhere.
That's beautiful. maybe that's the reason why you could recognize his music anywhere.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
You're welcome. And who is the next one that wants to come on board with us? Oh, there's no other callers at the moment. Well, feel free to call in if you wish a little mini session like this. We're ready to take your call. And so since there's not a caller right now, we'll talk a little bit more about the bardo. Julius Caesar died, I think it was 100 either BC or AD. And that meant from then until now, that would be a long time that he had to sit and think about all the things that he had done wrong and try to correct them. So I'd like to go back to the movie Ghost again. There's a lot of things in that movie that I think are very interesting. And one of them is how Sam Wheat learned how to move things, to move bottle caps and shoes and things of that nature. And he was told to take all of the emotions, all of the love, all of the hate, and put them down in the body and explode them, how he could accomplish things like that. So it was very interesting. Now, on the Key Past Lifetime, when we do a session, we can actually ask where to go. And if you go to that website that I told you about, there's a couple examples there. There are actually recordings, so you can hear how people, what the people heard. And I recommend that you go there and listen to them, because even if you didn't want to order one, just to hear them is a marvelous thing. But if you do order them, to find out who you were in the past. Thank you so much. Charlie, you're on line one. What can we do to help you?
Hi. Nice to speak to you again. I would like to get some information about, key past life moments.
Do you have any sense of where you wanted to go with that? Because we've had so many different lifetimes. Was there something that appealed to you in particular?
I'm wondering whether or not any of my past lives have influenced my future direction in terms of emergency management or disaster management type of things. But I'm also interested in returning to Egypt, going to Egypt one day. I haven't been there in this lifetime, so either one of those two would be great.
Let's see if you worked in Egypt, because I feel a big pull to Egypt. And I see you in a temple there teaching. You were a teacher there. I don't know if it was a famous one that is in history, but you were a teacher. I see you in front. Well, they had what appeared to be an altar. And you've seen pictures of the Egyptians where they carried the Ankh. They placed the Ankh on the altar with crystals to charge it. I see you doing that. You know the Ankh. You worked with it.
Yeah.
And if you look on the internet at Egypt and the Ankh, you might want to do that, because it might refresh your memory of how you worked with it.
Okay.
You might even be interested in getting a piece of jewelry in the shape of an Ankh and wear it.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder what I can use it for now.
Well, I think the best thing that you could do, since you do meditate, mm-hmm. go into meditation and ask how you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
The Ankh was used, held on both sides. One was like a circle, and they put their hand, you'll see pictures depicting that, they would put their hand inside that circle, and other mm-hmm. pictures where people held that long part underneath of the circle. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
And I think that they collected energy in that round section, and they dispersed it or sent it in the direction that they wanted with the line on the bottom. So go into meditation and ask how it would benefit you to use that.
Okay.
I think awesome. You were Thank connected you. With Akhenaten.
Interesting. Does I'm familiar with his life.
You're familiar with him?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because I think that you were connected with him. And, you know, Akhenaten set up another town, Armana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were there with him. And if you mm-hmm. do order a past life session, I'll call down Akhenaten to work with you. He was one of your friends.
Excellent. Great.
So,
thank you
so
very
you,
much.
So you feel a real connection with him, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a connection with Armana? Do you feel that connection with Armana?
Not as much. But, I mean, I don't know where I would go if I was to go now. I'd have to sort of look at a map and see what makes sense.
You don't have to go there physically to obtain the information, you know.
Hmm.
You can, looking at a map would help.
Mm-hmm.
But you could mentally send a piece of your consciousness there and ask him to meet you there and work with him. That's another way that you can do it. I think you would benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. I've often wondered if there's some sort of healing modality or some sort of energy work that I should be exploring at this point in my life. Maybe this will help her, you know, direct me.
Yeah, why don't you do that? I can't answer more of your questions because we have someone else on the line that wants to talk, and that is Mary. Mary, what can we do for you, dear?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call, and I hope that you're doing good. My question was there any major lifetime that influenced my receiving of abundance or hinders my receiving abundance?
What, are you having a problem with abundance right now?
I've had a problem with abundance most of my life. I've just been going through some healing things as far as worthiness and faith and stuff like that. And
that's a good thing to do. But what is your definition of abundance? Because everybody thinks differently about that. What do you need to have to feel that you have received abundance? Is
well,
this
for me,
financial?
I think abundance
is it friends?
Is more. I think it's everything. I think that for me, it's being able to create kind of what you want when you want it, and within a reasonable amount of time, of course. But I know it's not just finances, but I've had an issue with my relationships as far as abundance, as well as friends, as well as all of that. And so I know I've been led to do a lot of self-love things as far as loving myself and respecting myself.
That's very important. But you see, your thoughts are going in a lot of different directions. And what I would suggest that you take one thought, whether it's friends, whether it's money, whether it's circumstances in your life, and work on one thing until you feel that you have received all that you want in that area. Do you meditate?
No, ma'am.
Why is that?
I can quiet my mind and hear spirit, but when I quiet my mind and quiet my eyes, I immediately go off into another plane. Or if I close my eyes, I'll see into other dimensions and other that. I haven't been able to quite just quiet my mind with my eyes shut and stay grounded here on Earth.
But actually, that's a good thing.
What
you need to do is command your body to stay grounded when you do that. And what you might do is take a crystal and program the crystal to do that for you. Do you know how to program a crystal?
No, ma'am.
Put your thoughts into it. Take one crystal that it would be your grounding crystal and put your thoughts that you sort of put your mind into that crystal and asked it to do one job for you, and that is grounding while you meditate. And if that doesn't, let me ask you another question. Do you dream?
Yes.
Do you remember your dreams?
Not most of the time.
Do you remember
sometimes
them when you wake up?
Sometimes.
I think you're being prompted to work with your dreams. And if you can't remember them, put a pad of paper and a pen next to your desk, next to your bed, and as soon as you wake up, write down what you were dreaming about. And you see, when we I call that the back door. When you're not taking care of events in the front door of your life, things come in dreams. And you meditate on that dream and see if there is a path that your mind is prompting you to take. Dreams can be very important if you know how to work with them, or if you do work with them.
I've always had dreams, but they always seem to be encoded, and what I thought would be the meeting would be flipped around and twisted around, and I could very seldom figure them out. Some of them I can, but most of them I couldn't. So I kind of, at one time, asked not to even remember them anymore because I was getting frustrated on trying to know what the meaning of them was.
First of all, when something has a complicated meaning, the dream comes in threes. And if you are just paying attention to one dream, you've got two others that you've missed. That's why I'm saying write them down. Look at them as an overview. Dreams were very helpful to me in my lifetime, but sometimes the answer didn't come right away. Sometimes it took time to figure it out, and it was usually during troubled times in my life when I had those dreams. And so right now, one of the things that you're working on is abundance. Or you want abundance. And the dreams might help you what path to take. It might even suggest that you do something to bring more abundance into your life. And that's why I asked if you meditate, because when you meditate, you can connect to your higher self. And your higher self usually has a message, something that you can follow that would be helpful to you in this life. You know, spirit is a wonderful thing. I do think these things come from God. I think that energy comes from God. And look at it as a blessing and work with it. I think it would be very helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Since we don't have another caller at this time, let's talk a little bit about dreams, because a dream can be very important, especially if you're dreaming during a troubled time of your life. And writing them down as soon as you wake up is very important, because after you're awake a little while, they just seem to go away. And it's because you're in a very relaxed state. You're very relaxed and you can remember these things. But as soon as you become awake and you start moving around, you're not as relaxed as you were and you forget these things. I know I've had some very important dreams that have been of great help to me, and they came during times of great troubles. So I would like to know if somebody out there has been working with them and they've had some good results. Call me next week and let me know. I'm sort of giving you a little bit of homework here. Working a little bit of homework. Work on your dreams, write them down. I know people who have done this have had very good results, because you see, it's the higher self. If you're not meditating and connecting with your higher self in a direct manner, you'll get dreams. I call that the back door. Your higher self is not able to give you the information through your meditation, so it goes through the back door, which is a dream. And that is why dreams can be very important. So perhaps, I know one of the questions that I ask when I have dreams is this a spiritual dream, one that I need to study and find out what it's about? Or is it just because I'm sleeping in some agitated state and this dream has come forth? You know, the emotions have a lot to do with the kind of dreams that you are getting. So play around with that a little. Let me know how it goes for you. Since we don't have anybody calling in right at this moment, something that we did last year was to do a mini reading on a past lifetime. Call in for that. We'd be glad to do it for you. And the other thing that you may want to do is go to the website, www.the2012countdown.com. And if you are so inclined, look up a key past life session, because they usually run about an hour. And we cover an awful lot in an hour. And during that hour, people can ask all kinds of questions. You know, sometimes you have this sense of a place where you have been in the past, in a past lifetime, a place that you love, maybe even a place that you fear, a situation that you fear, and we can go there and work with that. So let me know if you have a dream manual and what you have learned from that. As I said, I had some times in my life where dreams helped me an awful lot. It was one time in particular when I had a lot of legal situations that arose, and I had dreams that helped me with that. Now, when you put them in when you write them down, sometimes you find that it is really three dreams to cover the situation if it's something that's complicated. So it might be more than one dream, it might be three. So I would consider that a dream journal. Sometimes parents are concerned about children. I was talking with somebody today that has that thought on their mind about their children. And it's good to pray over this, and it's good to meditate over it. You know, actually, prayer is a form of meditation. And so when we have something in our life that is troubling us, prayer is a wonderful thing. There's nothing like prayer. And if it's something that's really serious, a prayer group, if you know of a prayer group, ask them to put your name on the prayer group. Prayer groups are remarkable how they can obtain help for people. There is nothing like prayer. You see, I think prayer is a form of energy that you send forth. There is energy in the words that you use in prayers. And that energy goes forth. It goes out into the cosmos. It reaches all the way to God. But the first place it goes is to your higher self and to your soul. You can call forth your soul. And if you know how to connect and speak with your soul, you can get a lot of energy. You see, everything is consciousness. Your soul is consciousness, as you are consciousness. And you can speak to your soul and get answers. And you can also get them through prayers and dreams. We have at least 20 minutes that will be on the air. If there's anybody that wants to call about any of these matters, or maybe give me some results that you've had with dreams or meditation or prayer. These are all subjects that people who hear your experiences, where you could help them. And that's what we're all about, trying to help one another. I want to help you if I can. And if you have an experience in your life that can help someone else, call in and tell us about it, because there might be somebody out there that really needs to hear the good things that have happened to you and how you obtained them. I know there's a lot of people today who feel that they're suffering from lack, and they want more friends. They want more finances. And we can all help one another obtain these things by working together. That's my wish for you. There are people that I know that have troubled relationships with their family. I know I have some myself. It's a common thing. I just bring that up because I do believe prayer and meditation is something that you can help yourself with. I'll tell you a little experience that I had. Everything has consciousness. And I was in a park one time. It was what taught me about consciousness. I was in a park watching the children play, and parents and the dogs were out in the park all having fun with one another. And I saw this tree. It was a very ancient tree, and the tree was leaning over a stream of water, and I thought it was at such an interesting angle. And I started to concentrate on this tree. And the next thing that I knew, I heard, now this is not a voice like you hear in your ear, but it is a sense of communication that was coming from the tree. And the tree told me about what life was there before the day that I was there, how the ground was marshy, and how it eventually dried out. And I thought, well, yeah, that's probably true, because there was this stream. There had been a lot of water there at one time. And it talked about the stone that was underneath the ground and how the area had developed. You know, these things are very exciting. And once you learn how to do this, and you start realizing that you can communicate with any consciousness, it's interesting the things that you can learn. For instance, I had an apple one time, and I was communicating with the apple what it was like growing on the tree, and did it have, you might say, instructions from the tree itself. And it told me, yes, that the tree told the apple that it would be picked and it would go forth and feed people. I thought that was very interesting. So there is a connection with all consciousness. I think consciousness is very strong among human beings and animals. Anybody who has a pet cat or a pet dog knows what I'm talking about. It's as if the dog or the cat knows your needs as you experience them. And they'll come up to you, put their head in your lap, somehow want to take your worries from you. You feed them, you love them, and they want to share that love with you. And so all consciousness has a desire to share itself with each other. I do believe that this is a form of love. There's love all around us. And it really does make you feel good when you can key into that and you can feel that love and you can hear what these other things of creation have to say. I do believe that all of this here was connected by God. And when we connect to living things, that love comes forth to us. And while we're talking about love, there is something that's interesting to do, and that is to look within your chest to see your heart and see the threefold flame that comes from the heart. And work with that energy to send love to your loved ones and to your friends, because there are times when you send this love, you can change people's attitude. You know, there are some people that maybe we don't get along with as well as we would like to, and sending them love does something to help. So give me a call. We have time. We probably have 15 minutes left. So I would suggest give us a call before it's over if you have any questions. So you have 15 minutes, friends. We're just about at the end of the show. Just a reminder of the website, www.the2012countdown.com. There's a lot of information on that whole website that could be very useful to you. There's a lot of recordings. We've gotten permission to use some of the recordings of people's past lifetimes, what it was like when they had a reading. We did get permission, and there's the whole recording that you can listen to. So connect with that and enjoy it, because there's a lot of wonderful things. One session that is in my memory that I found quite remarkable is we had a session where this woman wanted to be connected to her brother. And when he came, we did connect the two of them. And I said to her, well, what's your brother doing? And she says, he's running. And I said, running? Why is he running? And she said, because when he was on Earth, he was a paraplegic. And now that he's on the other side, all he wants to do is run. And we have it on one of our, on our website. And so what he did is he brought all of the relatives to meet her who had crossed over. It was a beautiful experience. And so we do these things, and it's just amazing the experiences that people have to either experience a past lifetime or to meet friends who or family who are on the other side. And there can be a great deal of healing done when someone who has crossed over to the other side and you have unfinished business with them, and we call them forth and work on forgiveness and healing. It means a lot to them and it means a lot to you. We all, at one point or another, can carry around baggage that we would like to get rid of. Maybe there has been abuse as a child, and you want to heal that. The parent who was the abuser, or if it wasn't a parent, someone else there on the other side, we can call them forth and heal that. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to heal. Also, sometimes there are people in our lives that are family, that they have come back from a previous life because there is healing that needs to be done. And I told the story how a friend of mine had remembered a lifetime where she was Chinese and the Japanese had killed her family and killed her. And in this lifetime, that Japanese that had killed her family were family members, and they had all come back so that they could all be healed. And it's very helpful when you know that, when there is someone in your life that is you're struggling with, to know that there is a past life issue that needs to be healed. And so I would suggest, if there is someone that you're having difficulty with, look into that in meditation, or you can order a session with me and Richard. He would join us to help heal these things, to clear the cobwebs out of this life, so to speak. So, my friends, we're getting close to the end of this show. We have about 10 minutes, maybe 15. So call in with your questions. Tell me, perhaps, and others, the results that you've had with dreams. I like that idea of dreams. Dreams are very helpful. I've had dreams that I have studied and got answers, and it changed my life. Dreams have been very important in past cultures. The culture that we are in today do not place, it seems like it, they don't place a lot of emphasis on dreams. It's been very important to people in the past, and we have forgotten to an extent what it can mean to us today. So work with that, my friends. Start with a dream journal. And if you're so inclined, go to www.the2012countdown.com and order a key past life session. It would be very beneficial to you. And that page on key past life sessions has a lot of information on it. Testimonials, records, recordings of people who have ordered them. And we have reduced the price from the past to today. It's $245. A bargain at any price, really. I don't know of anybody else that does that work. So we are getting very close to the end of the show. We probably have about, I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that has a connection to Atlantis. Is there anybody that feels this strong connection to Atlantis? Awful lot went on in Atlantis before it broke up and sunk. And there were souls that went down with the breakup of the island to protect the crystals. I can see where they were on the bottom of the ocean, the crystals. You might remember the transportation that you used on Atlantis. Not only on the island, but for going to other places in the world. So if anybody feels that connection or remembers it, what we'll do is carry this over to next week and discuss it, because I think most of us have had time in Atlantis at one time or another, and it would be fun. It would be a lot of fun connecting and talking about it. Some people that I've worked with, they remember their homes on Atlantis. They were very amazing. One woman in particular remembered a home where there was these cloth panels, which would be like the walls, and pictures would appear on the panels, depending upon what was happening in her life. The flowers were brighter, and the bodies were brighter. The bodies were so light, there was so much brightness coming out between the cells that you could hardly tell the color of the garments that people wore. You might even have recollections of that as I talk about it. Does that seem familiar to you?